share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. KTVs used to be a popular hangout spot in many Asian countries, and they still are in countries that aren't in lockdown. The abbreviation stands for karaoke television. These outlets are usually divided into lounge rooms where customers can come and sing to their heart's content while remaining comfortable. In Singapore, KTVs even offer alcohol and customers can chat it up with beautiful hostesses of foreign nationalities. Recently, it was reported that Singapore's latest COVID-19 cluster is connected to KTV outlets. A Singaporean man who visited one such KTV outlet found himself in a dilemma as he told his wife that he was working overtime when he was at the outlet and asked the public for their opinion on how to approach the situation. A report by Leon He Wanbao mentioned that the man received a message from the Ministry of Health asking him to monitor his health and to minimize social interactions. They also advised him to get tested. But what caught our eye is the man's caption, which reads, "Like that, how to explain to her, I tell her I am at work doing OT. Lying to her is even worse." Netizens on Reddit said that it is better for the man to tell his wife the truth rather than to lie. The netizens also believe that the man in question is in for some harsh scolding from his significant other, while others believe it might be the end of the marriage. We can't be sure if they're joking or not. Whatever it may be, we definitely hope that the man will come clean to his wife so that the disease will not spread more than it has already. CNA reports that the three KTVs identified are Supreme KTV, Empress KTV, and Club Dolce. Within the span of a few days, the cluster has grown to 88 identified cases. Also read, angry girlfriend in China rents ex-BF's car to beat 49 traffic lights as revenge. Source: Xinmin Daily L. Facebook source: Leon He Wanbao source: Reddit. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.